Hi, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. Lucky the Wonder Dog had not had a vacation in 16 years. The fact that she was over 16 years old made it seem like it was long overdue. We didn't know she had a holiday in mind until we saw her flipping through a vacation brochure for timeshares in the Bahamas. Apparently, with the help of the small paws of Betsy the Cat on the keyboard, Lucky had gone on the internet and printed out some information. That wouldn't have worked because she would never sit still for a four-hour presentation. We did think about the Bahamas, but the makeover to disguise her as a child and slip her through airport security would be daunting. Then there was the question of a passport. Although she already had a license and could operate a vehicle as well as half the drivers on the road, a passport could have taken weeks, including shaving her face and giving Lucky a fake mustache. We'd seen numerous children on leashes, but one with four legs and a tail would have aroused suspicion, so it was a road trip. We said, "Where to, Lucky?" Lucky pointed at the map, and in the Scrabble letters she sometimes used for communication, moved the N across the table and looked up. We looked at each other and shook our heads, not knowing what she meant. She moved the O and then the R. Of course, she wanted to go north. Now I remember. She had mentioned a couple of years ago that the transponder beep as we went through the toll booth reminded her of a chihuahua trying to sing part of the third act of La Boheme. Yeah, strange dog. Didn't know she was an opera fan until one day she came home with some fold-up opera glasses and a program from La Perita de Luna. She had never taken such a long trip. We removed the center seats in the van so she'd have room to move and stretch out along the way. When she stood on all fours to gaze out the front window, she gave us the impression of an aging ballerina who, at 75, still practiced the bar because she, the dog, not the ballerina, could still maintain her balance much as a surfer would on a mild wave to shore, sort of like that aging dancer who still practiced the bar. Every time we stopped and opened the door, Lucky would get out, walk a few feet, cock her head and sniff the air as if to say, "I believe we've entered a different, more temperate climactic area because the pine trees I smell don't shed this many needles until later in the season." What a smart dog. And who knew she was an arborist? We stopped for one night at a pet-friendly motel. Dogs congregated on the approved dog walk area and swapped tails of the road. Pet-friendly is a euphemism for watch your step. We arrived at picturesque Ox Creek Road in North Carolina. It was the kind of small, winding country road that makes you feel tumbavallopathic, which is the fear of tumbling into a valley from a road the size of a bike path. Good thing the drivers were courteous. When you came to a four-way stop, for example, people would sit there waiting to let the others go first, making the "go right ahead, y'all" hand gesture. It looked nothing at all like the local gestures we usually see. While walking on the sidewalk, conversations with others were the norm. It was civilized. The people were wonderful and colorful. There was Junior, who lived on the road we traveled to get into town. Junior had a few watermelons out front and a couple of moonshine jugs and butter churns on a makeshift table nearby. We bought a jug and a churn. Didn't know that was his business until the next day we passed his house. There were even more jugs than before. Guess he was expecting more tourists. We introduced him to Lucky. He had never met a city dog before. Lucky had never met a country boy. They got along great. It doesn't surprise us because Lucky gets along with everyone she meets. Lucky loved the early morning cool mountain air. That and the trip seemed to have rejuvenated her. For 16-plus years, this wonderful addition to our family has been there for us unconditionally and with a dog smile constantly on her face. Although we don't know the destination for next year, we know we'll be in good paws with Lucky. Lucky, we love you. And that's your Radio Buzz.